Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my wonderful newsletter. It's especially wonderful because it's free, and I think you'll like it. Check it out when you get a chance, and thank you to all of you who helped us have a record subscriber week last week. Thank you for that very much. Lynn Fredericks is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Lynn is going to help me continue my discussion with you about how to be healthier, how to live longer and be healthier, how to hold down our health care costs, how to contribute to all of that, and just to basically live a happier, healthier life. Lynn is the founder and the guiding force behind the Family Cook Productions, an educational organization offering a creative food and culinary programming to promote and improve family health and well-being. She is also the author of Cooking Time is Family Time. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here, Lynn. And as you heard me say, even though my show focuses on small business and small business owners and their businesses and their issues, I've decided in the last year or so that we're going to make health care, being healthy, I should say, and our health care and our well-being and our eating and our exercising and all the things we do that relate to our medical care, we're going to make that part one of our focuses, and you're another extension of that, and I appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Well, I appreciate that you've got that, making that a priority for your audience. That's wonderful.
Well, talk to us about this. I kind of feel like this myself. We've heard so much, we keep hearing so much about all the foods that we can't eat and the foods we can eat, and this diet and that diet. I'm starting to feel like maybe Americans, at least, are
a little confused.
Well, I think Lynn's, I think schizophrenic was the word I was going for. What do you think?
All right. The main thing, if people just concentrated on cooking with fresh ingredients, they got to cook. Can't eat out, can't grab prepackaged meals, right? And
right.
Cook with fresh ingredients. That's really important. Think seasonally. Right, and there's a lot of traditional styles of cooking that make it easy for us. I mean, Italian cooking, there you go,
mm-hmm.
right? It's all based
mm-hmm.
on fresh ingredients. You can use pasta as a great vehicle to get all those fresh ingredients that maybe you yourself, you know, as adults don't like as much, right?
But now, Lynn,
mm-hmm.
we've been beat over the head so many times by all these people telling us that that kind of food, carbohydrates, is not good for us. Now, I never liked those people because I love pasta.
All right, well, people get confused. Carbohydrates... All right, mushroom is a carbohydrate.
Right.
Broccoli is a carbohydrate, okay?
Uh-huh.
How could anyone say all those things that are full of nutrients is not good for you?
I happen to like both of those things. That's good
news.
Okay,
but when it comes to your grain food, your starches, then you definitely want to discern, and you have to read the labels of what you're buying. So the starches and things that are made of the simplest type of white flour shouldn't be high on your list to eat all the time. Things like whole grains and pasta is made, actually, Italian quality pasta like Barilla or whatever, is made from durum wheat. That is a very, very different type of wheat than what we use when we're making any type of anything with white flour.
So durum wheat is that different from whole? I mean, I know what whole wheat is. We eat whole wheat bread at my house.
Wheat. Whole wheat is how much of the kernel.
Durum right,
wheat
I got
is
you.
A different type. So it's a slower release of the carbohydrate into your blood system.
Hmm.
So it's actually quite helpful.
How can we, now I know Barilla, I'm familiar with that brand. I know that they make their pasta with durum wheat. What other companies use durum wheat in their brands? Or what other types of, can I buy bread with durum wheat?
If it's a quality Italian brand, it usually will, and you can look on the label.
What about breads? Can I buy breads with durum wheat in it?
No, I don't know of any breads that are.
Just pasta, huh?
Pasta, yeah.
Okay, all right. What about the... And I don't want to necessarily stay on the pasta kick here, but what about the vegetable pastas like spinach pasta and things like that?
Oh, those are lovely. If they're dry pasta, they tend to also be made with the durum wheat, and then they're added, spinach or whatever is added to it. so that's
well.
Great.
See, I'm thinking if I'm getting pasta and spinach, that's got to be good, right?
You're not, yes, but what you really got to do is then use that pasta as a vehicle to add all those fresh ingredients. You know, the new dietary guidelines that came out said that they're looking for people that they discern between types of vegetables now. They're saying deep leafy green vegetables, and people run and go, oh, no, I can't eat that, or how much spinach am I supposed to eat? The truth is there's lots of different types of green leafy vegetables that are really delicious, and they're not so bitter, particularly if you wilt them into nice tomato sauce.
Well, I like spinach. I didn't eat lettuce for a lot of years, but I like leaf lettuce and spinach, but I'm not big on iceberg lettuce.
Well, I suppose, frankly, that's good because they don't have a lot of nutrients in them. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I remember people used to tell me 30 years ago that, when I wasn't eating iceberg lettuce, that I should be eating more lettuce because it had roughage. They would say roughage. They didn't know what fiber was, so they would say roughage. And I looked it up, and I found out it has no roughage. There's no fiber in lettuce.
It's mostly high water content.
That's exactly.
The best type of roughage you're going to get is from fresh fruits and vegetables you can tell by looking at something, like if you look at something like, do you know what Swiss chard is?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know what Swiss chard
Swiss,
is?
No, I do not know.
No. All right, well, think of something like kale. You've seen kale, right?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I know what you're saying, yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Well, the chard and kale and something like broccoli rape, they have really tough stalks. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to use all the stalk, but part of the stalk and the green leafy, that will clear out all your intestines.
Does it have fiber? It has fiber?
Tons of fiber.
And you know, Lynn, fiber is our friend.
There you go.
talk to us about, we got about a minute before we go to the first break. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about these dietary guidelines.
Well, the USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services is looking at ways to remind us about the types of foods, that pyramid, which may change its shape, the types of foods that we have to eat. And the truth is that we can't focus on a diet for ourselves, the way we're going to eat, diet meaning the way we're going to eat, right? That is missing any of the food groups. You need all the food groups. So this notion that no carbs, that's really not health promoting. Your body needs that for its functioning. The types of nutrients that get released from eating carbohydrates, and I'm talking about all types of carbohydrates, not grains, right? They feeds the brain. It does some very important things. Helps, the blood. It's extremely important that people eat from all the food groups. But
Lynn,
notice, yes.
Let me stop you for a second. We need to take a break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Lynn to talk to us about people over 50. Not that I would have any particular need to know about that myself, but I want to ask her about that and also women and also children right after these messages.
Great.
It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Lynn Fredericks is our new friend. She is the founder of Family Cook Productions and the author of Cooking Time is Family Time. This is March's National Nutrition Month, isn't it, Lynn?
Absolutely. We got to focus on our health now.
Yeah. Lynn, do you have
and
a website?
Health and food.
You have a website you'd like to give us?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a real interesting variety of healthful ingredients in pasta as a vehicle to get your fruits and vegetables in, you can go to BarillaUS.com. And
right.
If you're looking for just overall, ways to get your whole family involved in the cooking, and that might be helpful, you can go to FamilyCookProductions.com.
Can we find your book there?
Yes.
Okay, Cooking Time is Family Time. Is that also available in other places, like wherever books are sold?
Yes, and Amazon.
Okay.
Yep.
I hope you'll check that out, folks. Lynn Fredericks with an S on the end. And now that Barilla website, I've given it that before. It's BarillaUS.com?
BarillaUS.com. Wonderful, okay. Very authentic recipes.
Can we find the dietary guidelines at one of your sites, one of those sites you mentioned?
I don't have them, but you can find them at the USDA.
USDA.gov, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, according to the information that I've seen on those guidelines, they recommend that Americans eat 6 to 11 servings from the grain groups each day and 3 servings of those servings whole grain foods. I don't think most Americans eat up to 11 servings. I mean, sometimes I think I do because I eat a lot of grains, but I don't think a lot of people do that.
Well, you have to remember that a serving that, to us, when we think of a serving as like a substantial portion, a serving is only half a cup.
So when I'm thinking of a big cereal bowl, that's not a serving, is it? That's like six servings.
No, that's probably a few. You might have three or four servings there. And, you know, that's something that people have to be really careful of when they're buying packaged foods, is looking at the serving size when they look at the calories. Because they think they're buying a bag of chips, and the calories that are listed, because they don't look at the serving size, is 200. They, oh, that's not so bad. Hello? There was usually four servings.
That's how...
In that little 200.
I think that's how the food companies get around the high fat content of their and calorie content of their food is they define what servings are and you know my
exactly.
to me a serving is how much do I want.
Exactly. So we have to exercise. You know, we have to teach people about how to read labels and how to understand what a serving is. Like a serving of pasta, for instance, is, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of dry pasta. That will make between a cup or 2 cups of cooked pasta. Now, you're
right.
Asking about older people, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Now, I object to your terminology there. I said over 50.
Okay.
And so obviously it doesn't apply to me, but for all those people over 50, I object to that. For people
right,
over 50.
Start again. Over 50.
Yeah.
All right. Over 50, your metabolism can be slowing down, or if you're having a slightly more lethargic lifestyle than you had when you were a little younger, you want to be careful with your portions, okay? You don't want to stop eating carbohydrates, but mm-hmm. you're not going to be having, you know, seconds and big heaps of pasta on your plate, right? You're going to have a little bit less, and you want a little bit more of the vegetables on there. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I remember in my 30s, mm-hmm. late 30s, I guess, I quit eating 2 hamburgers at a time or 2 sandwiches at a time, mm-hmm. for I just didn't need it.
Well, you know, you weren't, people have to understand weight gain has all about how much energy, you know, what are calories that you're eating? It's actually food energy. It's a measurement mm-hmm. of food energy. Food energy that goes in either has to be burned off or it's going to stay on our body.
Right. We have
like science.
It's losing weight is very simple, isn't it? You have to burn more calories than you eat.
Yeah, or burn as much as you're eating, so that you maintain your weight, right?
Right, right. What about children? Any thoughts on children?
I could talk to you for days about children.
Okay, we got
you
2 minutes.
you know, parents, I think, don't involve their children in the meal preparation, and that is a problem because there's a lot of studies that have shown that if children get involved early on in learning how to assemble meals, that they take some ownership then, that they feel part of this process, and they are much more interested in eating things.
Well, and they're able to understand what goes into food as they get older.
And they're less discerning. You know, we all go through a oral phase, right? Everything goes in, think about it. Everything you're in the room that you were in right now, all the technical equipment, you know what it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So then they become very discerning after they go through that phase, thank goodness. So by teaching them how food is prepared, letting them wash, letting them be around, letting them to try and cut up vegetables. You know, I started my youngest cooking by letting him, I gave him a cup of pasta to sit on the counter and tell me when the pot was going to boil. And he sat there. This was his job, to stare at the pot and hold the pasta. And because it was in a cup, then I could let him stand on the step tool and gently pour it into the water.
Right.
This was a big deal.
Right. Good for you. Let me ask you a quick question. We've got 30 seconds. Talk to us about vitamins. Anything in particular
you
want to tell us about vitamins?
Vitamins, well, sure. Again, one really great way to make sure that you're getting everything is to actually make a one-pot meal, whether it's like a sauce with all kinds of ingredients in it that you might put over pasta or whatever, or a soup. And the reason why is because all the nutrients then will leach into the liquids. And if your children are going to pick out something green or whatever, there's always going to be some kind of fat and some kind of water-based liquid mm-hmm. in the soup or the sauce, right?
Right.
Well, vitamins are either fat-soluble.
See, that must be the reason I'm so healthy.
Soluble.
I love soup. Give us those websites again, please, Lynn.
Sure. Barilla U.S., and that's with 2 L's, BarillaUS.com, and FamilyCookProductions.com.
Lynn, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
We'd love to have you back. It's been fun. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Good luck. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Walter Olson. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.